from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time champions. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Wayne Larrivee, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Along with Lance Allen, I'm Wayne Larrivee. We're joined by the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Mike, 30-22. The opener didn't go quite the way everyone had hoped. You've watched the tape. You've had a time to digest the game. What do you see? What are your reflections on it?
Well, frankly, we've had a chance to watch the tape. We haven't graded it as a staff. We actually moved on to Chicago immediately after the game. So, but really, my message to the team was more about the things we talked about going into the game. We had a phrase called the triple advantage. We felt it'd be critical in being successful in the football game, win the turnover ratio, win the penalty battle, and win the handling of the football battle. And we were 0-3 in those areas, and that definitely factored in the outcome.
One of the positives, Mike, was Randall Cobb. 9 targeted plays to him, 9 receptions, seemed really comfortable in the slot and coming out of the backfield.
Yeah, definitely. It is something that we've been preparing for since the spring. I wanted to get Randall more involved in our offense and just trying to get him the opportunity to touch the ball as many different ways as possible.
Yeah, the other player that really jumped up and stood out, and we've known he's capable of this at any time, and that's Clay Matthews. Had a big game working primarily against a great offensive tackle in Joe Staley, the All-Pro of the 49ers. 2.5 sacks for Clay. He put pressure on all day.
Yeah, Clay played very well, no doubt about it. Once again, we haven't graded the tape. We'll do that Friday, but just from my observation of watching the game, Phil, I agree with you.
One of the plays that kind of stood out as well, Mike, in the fourth quarter, Sam Shields, 3rd-and-2 on the 28. He made a very nice tackle on Frank Gore, something that maybe, you know, didn't happen as much last year, but this year he rose to the challenge.
It's definitely a play for Sam that you can point to for improvement, actually a big play in the game where San Francisco used the challenge, their last challenge, and also out of timeouts. So, yes, definitely a big play for us.
Mike, you went up against one of the most physical teams in football. I think one of the fastest defenses. You and I had talked about that last week. That I've seen in some time across the board, the running game. I know you invested in it, tried to get it going. Talk a little bit about that and where are you at with the running game right now?
Well, our run game is a combination of things we can do better and some of the things they did against us just in the preparation for the 49ers. And this is something that's very common in the first couple weeks of the season. They did a lot more line movements and things that we had not seen from them. They picked our center, picked our guard, picked our tackles. So, I mean, they had the whole gamut of things up front. They did a nice job of it. I thought our guys did a very good job communicating, trying to adjust to it, as the game went on. And frankly, we just need some more work as far as getting our backs and in the run blocking unit in tune when things like that happen. And we have a big challenge this week in Chicago. They do a lot of the same things.
Mike, officials don't decide outcomes of games, but the replacement refs, it seemed like it was hard to get a feel for maybe rhythm or just what they were going to call out there. Your take now that you went through one regular season game?
Well, I mean, anytime you have a high number of penalties, it's hard sledding. It kind of brought back some memories from a couple years ago down in Chicago where we had 18 penalties, and that's how the first half was for us. I mean, the defensive penalties, gave them the opportunity to continue their drives. Offensively, we were in a no huddle situation, and it seemed like, I mean, heck, we couldn't even get started the first couple of plays of our first series where they just stopped the action and so forth. So, very disjointed. It's a little bit part of the game we're playing right now. That's the reality of it, and it's something that we have to play above.
Mike, we've seen the emphasis on an up-tempo offense, no huddle offense. You and I talked about it before the game the other day. In that, you're putting a lot more on Aaron Rodgers' plate. Where are you at with that offense right now? Is it full speed ahead? Do you see this thing evolving as the season goes along, that the offensive unit will be a little more in rhythm as time goes on in this mode?
No doubt about it. I mean, a big part of being in no huddle is the opportunity to control the tempo. I mean, it's not letting the defense control the tempo. And so something that we've invested time in, but, how much we use it, and, as we move forward, the game planning will tell that story.
Sure. Mike, as you looked at the film, a lot of guys flying to the ball defensively. Do you just need maybe more guys finishing plays off in week 2 and beyond?
I think that's a good point. I thought some of our new players, our younger players, Finish wasn't quite what it needs to be, and something we talk about as a football team. But I thought the energy was excellent. I thought the game was extremely competitive. The only time I felt where we didn't step up and punch back was the adversity play after the interception. But other than that, I thought the energy on the sideline, for the most part, was very good.
Mike, that play, that interception, that turnover situation, that adverse situation, seemed to take the wind out of everybody's sails in Lambeau Field. Did you sense that your defense, when it went back on the field, was kind of stunned and almost not ready for the next
It's a situation we coach for. It's a situation we've actually have played very well in the past. We've had some up and down moments, and it's definitely something we point to. It's called adversity football. We can't control if the wind goes out of the fans, but we those are types of situations we need to thrive on.
Sure.
Adversity is an opportunity to grab that power, eat that stress, and make that pressure play.
All right, coming up, our guest, Tim Mastey, the outstanding punter of the Green Bay Packers, will join us next. Show. Our guest this week is the third-year punter of the Green Bay Packers out of the University of Kentucky, Tim Mastey. Tim, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I'll tell you something. Football is a team game. There's no question about that. But individually, you had a pretty good day against the San Francisco 49ers kicking the football in Lambeau Field.
Well, I did hit the ball well, but like you said, it's a team game. I mean, and that's totally true for me as a punter. I mean, without the guys protecting, Brett's snapping and the guy's covering well, it doesn't matter if you're hitting the ball well. So definitely a collective effort, and we had a lot of success yesterday.
And the improvement of special teams, especially the punt coverage unit, it was dramatic toward the end of last year, I thought at least.
Yeah, I think that this is my first two seasons, that the first half of the season or the first quarter of the season were kind of slow starts. Partly a lot of that was my fault, and then we really hit our stride second half of the season, both those years, and this year I hope we can. We started off with a good game, and I hope we can continue that the whole year.
Mike McCarthy, it wasn't long ago, three training camps ago, you had a couple of free agent punters in camp. Nobody knew if you had a putter, and you came up with Tim Mastey. What did you see early on in him that you kept him on this football team and watched his development?
You could just see the potential. It was a good battle. He won it outright, and has just continued to grow each day. I mean, he's the ultimate pro. He's here every single day during the off season, and he's done a great job for us.
You know, guys, and let me ask you this, Tim, the mental aspect of it for a kicker, because you are kind of on an island. I mean, there's a lot of factors involved. As you pointed out, it's a team game, right down to special teams, absolutely. But those kickers, you guys are kind of out there on an island. There's a mental challenge to that game, isn't it?
Oh,
it's unique.
Absolutely. I think that the ability to focus and to trust a certain mental process that you have. So, like for me, I know that I have a couple cues. There's a couple thoughts that I need to focus on constantly, regardless of what's going on. They're things I can control. They're things that I know help lead me to hitting good punts. So it's being able to have an intense focus on those and then an intense trust in your fundamentals and in that thought process. At least that's what I believe. That's what has helped me.
Mike, I know when you assess kickers, that's a big part of it, right? I mean, a lot of these guys can kick in the league, but do they have the makeup to stay in the league and be successful?
No doubt about it. The fine motor skill and the technique involved in both punting and kicking, it takes a special individual. So Tim is definitely at the top of his game. I'm glad he's here. I mean, in the bad weather of Green Bay, this is not sometimes a preferable place for the skill position, both punter and kicker, but he's been an ace for us.
Absolutely. Lance Allen, obviously out there with us with the crowd. Lance, what do you have?
All right, thanks, Wayne. The first question is Bob, and it's for Coach McCarthy.
Hi, Coach. Love you. You too, Tim. My thought here and my question is I don't think in all the games that I've watched that coming off, you got a Sunday game and you got a Thursday game to start the year off in Lambeau Field. That was a tough loss yesterday. How do you get your team prepared to play the Chicago Bears in a two-game win situation for us?
Well, first off, Chicago's on the same schedule. We have the benefit of being at home, so to me that's a slight advantage. But this is something that we've been preparing for. I mean, it was a tough game yesterday. against San Francisco. But this game doesn't take a whole lot to get fired up for. So this will be a very intense matchup between the Chicago Bears. It always is. It's a game our players really look forward to. But we've played Sunday to Thursday before, so playing in Thanksgiving and actually a little tougher game to prepare for because it's a noon game and you travel. So we feel good about our plan and our schedule. We'll be ready to go.
Maybe a little ironic, we have Tim who has a statement about Tim as well.
Well, the first thing I'd like to do is thank Tim for yesterday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning when you signed those autographs for the people standing outside the gate. So thank you very much, Tim, and I hope that karma came back to help you during the game.
Oh, well, absolutely. You guys, the fans are incredibly loyal and supportive here, so least I could do.
Well, great. And the second question is for Coach McCarthy. I was wondering if you felt that the defensive effort was hampered by them, the San Francisco 49ers, recognizing the defenses, or was it more like a lack of execution? Like, for example, on the Frank Gore touchdown run, there was still a bounce off when somebody tried to tackle him by just hitting him with the shoulder pads instead of wrapping up. Just seeing what you felt.
I agree with your opinion. It's, I'll say this. There's not too many times in a game that the offense or the defense doesn't have a recognition of some sort of the concept or the scheme they're getting ready to compete against. Early in the season, you can surprise people with some unscouted looks. We saw a number of them yesterday, and we gave the 49ers some also. So really the game does come down to execution, and we'll definitely grow from it.
Final question from Andy.
My question's for Tim. With the renovations to Lambeau Field with the upper deck in the south end zone, how much has that affected your kicking game?
Great question.
Yeah, well, at this point, I think the sample size is kind of small. I mean, we've only been in there four or five times. But two things, I think. One, the wind has seemed a little bit different. So it's I'm not quite sure I've noticed a trend yet. But we used to get a pretty consistent wind, not every game, but typically it would blow north, northwest towards that end of the field. That would be fairly consistent, and it hasn't been that way so far this preseason and yesterday. But like I said, we've only been in there a few times. And the other thing is this. Regardless of whether we're playing in Lambeau or we're playing in any other stadium across the league, when I go out in a warm-up, me and Mason, we're going out and assessing that day's wind in that stadium from all the different areas of the field. I'm not thinking about that through the week. That's something that I have to assess on game day, and you just figure it out. So I don't know that it plays into having an advantage and noticing a trend or anything like that.
All right, thanks, guys, for those great questions. Next up, Tim Mastey tries out the Telestrator with Wayne Larrabee. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
To Tim Mastey in punt formation, lifts this kick toward the far side. Outside the numbers, hits on the 15 to the 10 on the roll, out of bounds at the 4-yard line. Nicely done by Tim Mastey.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. We're going to step inside the playbook here. Tim Mastey, you had a good day kicking the football against the San Francisco 49ers. Six punts, 48-yard average. You put four punts inside the 20. None prettier than this one in the third quarter. After the opening drive of the second half fizzled for the Packers near the midfield marker, it's fourth down. Tell us what you're going to try to do right here.
Yeah, so there's several things that I'm checking out right off the bat. So I see they're in a seven box with three guys stacked, so I know that they're in a safe, play it safe, return mode. I know we're at the plus 48, so that kind of tells me how hard I need to hit the ball. I know I'm on the right hash, and I can see the returner standing right in the middle of the field. Now, it would have been nice if he would have been standing a little further over here because I'm getting ready from the right hash to try and hit a ball straight over to this left corner. So it would be nice if he's cheated to the right and he can't get to the ball. But since he's in the middle of the field, I still have a chance to do that. I got a little wind in my face, and so I'm just trying to hit a hard-driven ball, like I said, straight over here. I'm hoping for it to land outside the numbers, somewhere between the 8 and 15-yard lines, and hopefully he can't get to it and it bounces forward like it winds up doing, or that he fair catches.
Well, let's see what happens right here. And I've got a feeling you're going to get a favorable roll on this one. But again, the wind coming into you a little bit, you mentioned to me, and you hit that punt just perfectly. Now, a lot of times with the Aussie roll, it kicks back the other way. This time it kicked forward for you.
Yeah, and that is a little bit of a guessing game. Now, since I'm trying to hit a harder driven ball, there's an okay chance that it's going to do exactly what it did, bounce forward. It could have bounced back, so it is a little bit fortunate, but with that driven ball, there's a decent chance it'll do that.
And the Aussie punt has become a favorite for you, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's changed my game, being able to become adept at that. So our guys are protecting, covering great, and we've been able to utilize that punt to pin them inside the 20.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, a great day for you with a 48-yard average and four punts down inside the 20 against the San Francisco 49ers. Well, stay tuned. We've got shout-outs coming up next on the Mike McCarthy Show.
From the shotgun, Rodgers gets the snap. Looks downfield, swings it right flat. He's got Cobb, super roots by Parrish. Inside the 15, down he goes at the 11-yard line. Beautiful pirouette move after the reception by Randall Cobb. 12-yard gain.
We're back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Time for shout-outs. All right, offensively, I love what Mike McCarthy did with Randall Cobb in this game. I saw him in the backfield. I saw him motion to the slot. I saw him all over the field. I saw him catch 9 passes, 77 yards. Randall Cobb, my offensive shout-out.
Defensive shout-out of the week goes to Clay Matthews with those 2.5 sacks, 3 tackles, and Mike, I guess there is one play that we haven't talked about as of yet. It was the third play of the game where Clay got the sack. Nick Perry walked the tackle back. And it just seemed like that's kind of what you're looking for this year.
Well, definitely. It was an excellent bull rush by Nick Perry on that particular play. And, you know, Nick did some really good things in the game, and definitely there'll be some things he can learn from.
All right. Our unsung hero award goes to A.J. Hawk. 14 tackles, 10 of which were solo tackles. He, too, was all over the field.
A.J. was very active, no doubt about it. And, you know, he's steady as they come. A.J.'s a true pro.
I think this week's Fans' Choice Award is probably relatively easy. All the fans obviously voted on Twitter, hashtag McCarthy Show. It was Randall Cobb's 75-yard punt return for a touchdown. And, Mike, this is the second straight opener where he's had a return for a touchdown. This guy is really electrifying in the return game.
Randall's a dynamic player, and just as I can't say it enough, it's important to try to get the ball in his hands. He definitely gives us that element. But more importantly, I'm kind of screwed up here because do you mean I have a Twitter account?
You need
you
to get one.
Hashtag at least.
Yeah, okay.
You got to get with the times, man.
Yeah, I just don't want to be a hypocrite here. So.
I don't know if hashtag makes him a Twitter guy.
Yeah,
No. We'll handle his Twitter business. He can stay clean.
All right. You know, the worst thing about that return was they threw a flag on it, and it kind of, Larry in the middle of the call, oh, no. As I look back, there's a flag, and fortunately, they upheld it.
I know the feeling.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet you do. Anyway, we will be back. Stay tuned. We got more of the Mike McCarthy Show coming up after the event. Time to wrap things up on the Mike McCarthy Show for this week. Well, Coach, a lot of people tell me in your business that the greatest improvement a football team shows usually is from game one to game two overall. You don't have a full week. You've got 96 hours to get ready for the Bears game. How are you doing it?
Well, basically, it's, something we have a little experience in as far as playing in the Thanksgiving games over in Detroit a couple times. But Monday, we brought the players in for a regeneration workout. It's important to do that immediately after the game, the next morning after the game. And frankly, we've been in meetings all through Monday. And then Tuesday will be kind of a Wednesday / Thursday. And Wednesday will be a Thursday / Friday.
Now you're losing me.
And then Thursday will be a Saturday morning. And then we'll play the game Thursday night. So that's our schedule.
Oldest continuous rivalry in the NFL. How do you educate your guys on what this means?
It's very important for our younger players to clearly understand what's going to happen here Thursday night. I rely on the veterans to make sure that message gets passed on. I'll spend some time in a team meeting educating, to make sure they understand the history. And then we have exclusive videotape that we show the first time we play the Bears every year, so everybody clearly understands the importance of this game.
And the Bears coming off an opening day win, they'll be loaded up here and ready to go, and they'll be a challenge, as they always are.
Always are. This game's never easy, so We understand that, but it makes victory a lot sweeter. So
all right,
that's
Mike.
What we're preparing for.
Well, best of luck against the Chicago Bears
this week.
That'll do it for the Mike McCarthy Show. For Lance Allen, I'm Wayne Larrabee. We'll see you next week on the Mike McCarthy Show.